Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." I just wish I had a sign from above. Have you ever said this? Have you ever thought it? Life is filled with all kinds of forks in the road. We often have to make important decisions. We frequently face seemingly life-altering choices. Should I take this job? Should we move into a better school district? In moments like these, we may wish God would come down and show us the right path. But would we listen? If God told us to do something we didn't want to do, would we do it? If he told us that the lonely, painful, and sorrowful path was best for us, would we humbly, willingly, and cheerfully follow his way? In courageous moments, we might boldly say yes. But in day-to-day decision-making, our sinful inclination is to pick pleasure over pain and temporary peace over eternal security. We do what we want more than we do what God wants. But God has given us a sign. The Virgin Mary gave birth to a special child, Jesus. In Bethlehem, the Son of God became flesh and so much more. God sent his Son into this world to live righteously. It was a lonely, painful, sorrowful path, but he walked it for us, for you. He humbly, willingly, and cheerfully sacrificed his life for your salvation. This child came down to be your way. You don't have to wish for a sign, because God, the Creator of all things, has revealed his love to you in the person and work of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son to be what I could not be. Guide me in the paths of righteousness and blessedness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.